The first thing Ella heard when she got home from school was her little sister Mandy screaming with pleasure as their mom fucked her hard.
"Yes, Mommy! Yes! Sink that hot, big mommy cock right inside my 8-year-old slit and come inside me. Fuck yes, I love it. Fuck my little teeny cunt and fill my child room. Yes, Mommy. Fuck."
Ella smiled as she took her shoes off and walked upstairs in her Girl Scout socks and uniform. She knew Mommy liked it when her baby girls wore their uniforms for her. Mandy was a year younger than Ella, just freshly turned 8, but already she was such a huge slut. At midnight on her birthday, their mom and all of her sisters had run a train on Mandy, fucking their sexy little niece with their thick, hard MILF cocks and made her swallow all of their cum. The 18-year-old birthday gangbang was a favorite family tradition. Ella fondly remembered that night when 6 of her mom's sisters had used her cunt, ass, and mouth for hours before covering her in their incestuous cock cream. Ella opened the door to see the familiar sight of Mandy on her hands and knees getting fucked hard by Mommy on her bedsheets and wearing her junior whore squad uniform. But Ella gasped as she saw the gun in Mommy's hand pointed directly at Mandy's skull, the barrel buried in her soft blonde hair as Mommy fucked her hard and pulled her arms back with her other hand.
"Yes, Mommy, do it!"
Oh, screamed the squirting 8-year-old as she thrust her back onto Mommy's cock.
"Do it! Knock me up with my own baby sister right before you fucking murder me! Snuff your sexy little pregnant 8-year-old baby girl! Oh, blow my fucking brains out and rape the hole with your fertile seed growing inside my womb. Oh, turn me into your pregnant little snuff-baked Girl Scout mommy. Oh, I can't take it anymore. Oh, God, Mommy, I'm coming so hard thinking about you pulling the trigger and ending my pathetic little life for you. Mommy, do it. Please do it. Make me your little snuff kitten, Mommy. Please kill me. Oh. Oh. Fuck, here it comes, baby. Their mom screamed as she pulled the hammer back on the gun. Get ready. Mommy's gonna blow your fucking teeny brains out. Do it, Mommy. Do it.
Mandy's scream of high-pitched frenzy rose and rose as she fucked her ass back against her mommy's thick, sexy MILF cock. Snuff me! Snuff me, Mommy! Fuck, I'm gonna die with your cum in my snatch, Mommy! Oh! Ella stared at her sister's slim girl cock spurting come onto the bed sheets, her 8-year-old face scrunched up in a massive orgasmic scream. Then Ella screamed as Mommy pulled the trigger and Mandy's O face turned into an explosion of red gore, splattering her bedsheets as she twitched and collapsed, her cock still spurting her final orgasm as Mommy screamed, grabbed her hips, and thrust hard 6 or 7 times, come running down the dead Mandy's thin little legs before Mommy collapsed backwards, pulling her dead daughter's corpse with her.
"Oh, baby,"
she moaned as she looked at the door. Ella's cock was rock hard under her skirt, throbbing as she watched her little sister get snuffed right in front of her. And if she had been 30 seconds later, she would have missed it completely. Ella, baby. Oh, I'm so sorry. I told Mandy to wait for you, but you know what your sister's like. Ella didn't speak. She simply stepped forward, pulled her sister's blood-soaked Girl Scout uniform-wearing corpse off her mother's dick, grabbed her faceless head, and slammed the bullet hole onto her mommy's cock before kneeling into her little sister's brains, starting to suck her mother's cock right through Mandy's skull. Oh, God, baby, moaned Mommy as she cradled Ella's beautiful red hair in her hands while she watched her 19-year-old daughter suck her baby sister's brains off her cock. Baby, fuck. Mommy's clothes. Oh, God, you're gonna make me come again. God, Ella, you're such a dirty little fuck slut. As tempting as it was for Ella to go out with her mommy's cum in her throat, she couldn't let Mandy have all the fun. Mommy groaned as Ella pulled her 9-year-old lips off her mother's cock with a loud pop and then lifted her Girl Scout skirt, pulled her pretty pink panties to one side, and slid down onto her mom's cock, moaning as she felt Mandy's brains and hair crushing against her girl cock. Oh, fuck, screamed Mommy as she realized what Ella was doing. Baby, that's so fucked up. Oh my God, that's so fucking hot. Yes, Mommy, screamed Ella as she grabbed her dead sister's head and began to thrust her 9-year-old cock into her brains. Mommy, knock me up too. I want to be pregnant with my sister when you kill me. Oh, snuff me just like you snuffed Mandy. Fucking do it, Mommy. Please, please make me come in her brains and then blow mine out onto the fucking ceiling, Mommy. It was only a few seconds before Ella was coming, filling her sister's skull with her teeny cream as she screamed her last ever orgasm. Her mom was screaming too, pulling her deep, fucking Mandy's brains and Ella's cunt at the same time, firing her load deep inside Ella's womb so hard she could see her flat little tummy pulsing with each throb of her cock inside her little child body. Before Mommy could finish moaning, Ella grabbed Mommy's hand, shoved the gun inside her mouth, looked Mommy right in the face with her bright gray eyes filled with lust, and pulled the trigger. Oh, fuck! Oh, God! Mommy screamed as Ella blew her own brains out across the ceiling, the top of her head exploding as the bullet blasted the top of her skull off. Bits of red hair and Girl Scout brains sprayed the room as Ella collapsed on top of her mommy, her corpse twitching and coming. Mommy screaming with pleasure as she fucked her two dead daughters one last time, her twitching and spurting her cream into the corpses of her two sexy, slutty Girl Scout children, Ella's brains flowing down her face and staining her junior horror squad sash. Oh, guess neither of you needed to get on the snuff bait brigade waiting list after all. Laughed Mommy as she stroked what was left of Ella's bright red hair. God, How am I going to clean all of this up? She laughed as she stared at her daughter's brains coating the bed and the ceiling. I wonder if your Girl Scout sisters know how to get brains out of the carpet.